Hi, this is Jim Hale. I'm the pastor of the Saratoga Chapel. We're located in Ballston Lake, New York, and I'm your pastor for today. Do you evangelize people? If you do, why do you evangelize people? Someone says, because Jesus says to do it. Mark, book of Mark says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Somebody else says, well, there's more to it. The reason I evangelize is because people are suffering and they need Jesus to give them comfort and purpose and strength so that they can have a better life. But Jesus, in evangelizing a woman, recorded in John chapter 4, evangelized for a different reason. Do you know what it was? In John chapter 4, Jesus asks a Samaritan woman for a drink of water. And she says, how is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink from me, a woman of Samaria? And Jesus answers her, and it's in his answer you begin to see what was moving him in wanting to evangelize her. He says, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that's saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would give you living water. Everybody who drinks from the water of this well will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I give will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. What does that mean? What if you were close to your father growing up as a little kid? What if your father taught you how to pick up your room, take responsibility? What if he taught you how to make friends, how to have relationships? What if he taught you some of the things that are so necessary, like getting through disappointments and learning how to be resilient and finishing a job, all those kind of things? And as the years went on, you felt so close to him. He was your greatest teacher. And then he died. And sometime after he died, you had a strange experience. You were working on a project, and all of a sudden, it was like you could hear his voice in your head. It's like, it'll be okay. And all of a sudden, it's not just words, but you are actually, in some sense, listening to him. And it's like he's inside of you. And you can feel not only hear the instructions, but you can feel something of his emotions, something of the desire of who he is, this personhood. Maybe you've had an experience like that. Jesus, when he speaks to the woman and wants to give her a gift, this is the gift that he wants to give to her. He wants to be able to give to her the very personhood, the presence of his Father and himself in the person of the Holy Spirit to come inside of her so that she becomes one with the Father and him and has a relationship of deep oneness. And in John chapter 7, in John chapter 14, in John chapter 17, Jesus develops that idea. That is what drove him in this encounter with this woman in evangelism. It was the desire to give to her the very life and personhood and presence of God to live inside of her. I want to leave you with this today. Is this driving you in evangelism? When you see people who are dead and lost and they're in their trespasses and their sins, do you long to have Jesus come and live within them? That's the question.